The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk vax figures. What do you got for us?
Well, we have more than 1,245,000 fully vaccinated. Total percentage of 12 and over is sitting at 57.1% at the moment. So we need to boost that jab rate. We have got, I've seen they've converted a booze bus into a maxi-vaxi. So this bus...
What?
Well, it's like, I was calling it jab bus. Other people called it a maxi-vaxi, like maxi-taxi, maxi-vaxi, like vaccination.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, get it.
Boom, Tish. So it's going to be going around the state, has the ability to inject hundreds of people a day. It's not like there's needles coming out of the bus and it's just like, light them up, dop, 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 dop.
Like a Bond's car, yes. Right? He presses a button
Out comes the Pfizer. So this is going to be driving around the state. There's pop-up clinics, one opening up in Carramar today, another one planned for Mandurah and various areas. So,
is it going to be like a Mr. Whippy van with playing the green sleeves? Hang on, here comes the maxi-vaxi.
Here comes the maxi-vaxi.
But you know what? It's going to be exactly like a Mr. Whippy, this thing, this maxi-vaxi, because it'll come around to your town. You get a vax, and then it'll go. And just like Mr. Whippy, you won't see it again for months. And so then how are you supposed to get your second jab?
Well, that's a good point. Well, they're going to have almost a bus route, aren't they, to go back around.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to do that.
Well, unless they're thinking, you know, first jab, get people in, and then they'll seek out the second one.
The first jab is the deepest. It's like once you get that one,
you're past the threshold.
Well, you know what? Like New South Wales is nearly at 95% first dose.
I know.
Crazy.
They're just firing. And even Melbourne now, restrictions being relaxed, they're looking at really fast-tracking their vaccination rate so that they get more and more freedoms. And, I mean, the federal government's got a new ad based around freedoms and it doesn't kind of work in WA because we've been rather free for almost the whole pandemic.
Well, the WA-based ad doesn't work either.
No.
So we're still to see an effective vaccination ad here for us West Aussies.
Maybe that's up for one of the creative agencies to come up with something and put it up online.
Turn it over to the Fizz Twins. Give us the few hundred grand. We'll
come up with something.
Yeah, all right. Let's put our heads together.
Right on.
Matty, thanks so much for joining us in the studio today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.